Welcome to Healing From Within. I am Cheryl Glick, your host, and I am most pleased to welcome our special guest, Kelly Woodruff, one of only three people in the world teaching the Reconnective Healing System with founder Dr. Eric Pearl. Kelly originally is a professional dancer and actor from Broadway and a partner in the interior design firm of Bond Associates of New York and Miami. Hello, Kelly, and welcome to Healing From Within.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. As you know, Kelly, Healing From Within is a radio show that invites and welcomes amazing people with amazing stories of transformation. So these are people who are aware of the laws of energy and who are also using their spiritual gifts of healing to help bring a better understanding about the many possibilities for helping humanity evolve. And in today's episode, you and I will discuss the reconnection and energy healing system and other alternative medical concepts. And we will also try to describe several scientific studies from leading researchers such as Dr. William Taylor of Stanford and Dr. Gary Schwartz from the University of Arizona. Because at the present time, we both know that many leaders in the traditional and alternative fields of medicine are acknowledging the benefits of energy healing as part of a plan of wellness that needs to be merged with more traditional medical practices. And these same scientists and these same leaders in the field are beginning to offer insights into the profound and special connection to universal healing energy and its ability to assist in dealing with physical and emotional restrictions. Kelly, can we begin by sharing something about your background and how you found the Reconnection Healing System?
Absolutely. You know, Cheryl, I'm as surprised as anyone to be here with you and standing in the place that I am today. I never woke up one day and said, gosh, you know, I'm going to learn to be a healer today, or that really wasn't my path. I live in New York City. I've been here for quite some time. I'm sort of in my second life career here, or was in my second life career. I started as a dancer and actor in theater on Broadway and whatnot. And about 15 to 17 years ago, something like that, I made transition into my current business, which was architectural interior design. About 8 years ago, I thought everything was going along just as I had planned. It was all good. The business was doing fine. I had a nice life. And I actually went to a party. I was visiting California and went to a party in California, and I met someone. And we were doing the classic, you know, hi, nice to meet you. What do you do? What do you do? And I said, oh, well, you know, I own an architectural interior design firm. What do you do? And this person said, well, actually, I practice a kind of healing work, and I actually work for the company that teaches seminars in that work. And I just kind of looked at him and I said, well, that's very LA of you. Being a New Yorker. And he said, no, actually, that's what I did. Would you like to see a little demonstration? And he did a little demo, and I actually could feel something. And I said, well, you know, that's great, and I'm sure that's wonderful what you do. But, you know, there's one thing I know, and that is, that's something that you can do. That's something that you came in with. I don't really think that's something that can really be taught. And he said, well, no, actually, we teach seminars every weekend in this work. And at that point, we had trained about 25,000 people in the work. And I said, well, that's very interesting. Thank you very much. And I walked away. And about a month later, I was talking to some friends. I said, what are you guys doing this weekend? They said, well, we're going to this seminar about a new kind of healing work called Reconnective Healing. And I said, well, that's weird. I just met someone in L.A., you know, about a month ago. And I ended up tagging along just to Dr. Pearl's intro lecture, and ended up staying for the weekend, and really, at the end of the weekend, came home and kind of almost said, wow, what was that?
I think probably, Kelly, it was destiny, because the same thing happened to me. I was at a convention in Canada maybe 12 years ago, and I had hurt my knee, and someone said, go to the healing session. And I went, and I could feel the energy and the heat, and my knee felt better. And they said to me, you're a healer, you can do this. And I was more of a skeptic, I think, than you, because you were in the creative arts. And many creative people flow in this type of energy And I was just talking to another guest, and we decided, we came up with the conclusion between us that the most creative and talented people are very good candidates to be healers because of our sensitivities and our awareness of beauty and trying to merge spirituality and art and science all together. So actually, you were a good candidate.
Maybe indeed I was, more than I knew at the time.
Yes.
I came home from that seminar, you know, and I actually was very, I also was extremely skeptical, in fact, so skeptical that I said, you know, I don't know what I did. So I called a couple of friends up. I said, hey, would you mind coming over and let me, I just learned this thing. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I just want to practice. Let me just practice and see. And, you know, both of those people had really significant experiences, and one actually had reported the healing of something that I didn't even know was going on with them.
Well, perhaps we're born to do something, and then when the opportunity comes, we make a choice whether we want to commit and really put our heart and soul into it. Now, Kelly, I am most curious about your performing background before you became a reconnective energy healing instructor. As a performer, did you suffer any major injuries? Because my daughter was a professional actress, and when she worked at the Public Theater, it seemed to me that every night one of the performers was getting hurt.
Well, you know, I was primarily a dancer. I started as a dancer, and of course, all dancers suffer injuries all the time. One of the interesting parts of my story, actually, is that as I got towards sort of a little bit older and sort of toward the end of my time doing that as a profession, I actually had a Reiki practitioner who would help me get through long show weekends when I was doing a show on Broadway, and I was sort of prone to this sort of constant energy injury.
Oh.
And I had a Reiki practitioner who actually would sort of help me, kind of prop me up and get me back out on stage.
Oh, so you did have an experience with energy healing way before you became involved yourself.
I knew about it, but, you know, the interesting thing for me was, shows that I had experienced several different kinds of modalities over the years, but I had never been drawn to do the work. It wasn't until I met Reconnective Healing and really found out that there's something that really was new, something that was different, and something that was somehow worked in another way than what would be considered the traditional energy modalities, and that's the work that Eric's been doing for these years. So when I was introduced to Reconnective Healing, I wasn't at all, you know, sort of like I wasn't a naysayer. I just wasn't interested myself, I thought, in becoming a practitioner, much less now a teacher, and having traveled, had the opportunity to travel the world over to teach with Dr. Pearl. So,
well, they do say many are called.
Right. And few here.
Few here and listen. Yes, absolutely. So, Kelly, let me just let you, I know you have an event coming up very soon.
Yes.
In September, and
correct.
I'd like you to tell our listeners what that is about and what they can expect if they go to such a seminar.
Absolutely.
We are
teaching our Level 1 and 2 Reconnective Healing Seminar in New York City on September 24th and 25th. This seminar actually teaches you everything that you need to know to learn to do reconnective healing at the highest level. Just like Dr. Pearl does, or any of our senior practitioners or myself, you learn everything you need to know in just one weekend. That's a remarkable thing about this reconnective healing, is that we don't have to learn to continue to master and master and master. We're able to learn in just one week, and we can step forward into our mastery. Because, you know, Cheryl, there's something about this work that, because it's so significantly different, you know, it's not just taught in the classic sense, but rather there's something about it that is really caught. As we sit in the seminar and interact with this new level of frequency, these what we call reconnected healing frequencies, when we begin to do that, we actually begin to resonate with those. So the weekend really teaches us to learn to use those to heal ourselves and to heal others. So this seminar that we're doing September 24th and 25th, is our Level 1 and 2 seminar, where people can come, and it's a very active seminar. We don't just sit around and talk, and we actually get right up, get people to massage tables, and get them doing the work. So that's happening on Saturday and Sunday. And then on Monday and Tuesday, we're actually teaching the one other thing that we can do with the work is we're teaching our Level 3 seminar, which is the reconnection, which is actually has a little bit different intention than reconnective healing, where we think that by doing this work, this process, that we can actually reconnect to the fullness of the universe in a more expanded fashion, if you will. So that's our seminar that we have coming up in New York City. I'm also doing, as a matter of fact, an intro talk, just like Eric's Friday night intro. I'm actually doing an intro talk on the 16th of September through the Learning Annex. And if any of your listeners are interested in that, they can go to thelearningannex.com and click on the schedule, and you'll see the location and all the details around that. So anyone that wants to have an introduction, a little bit more information about it, welcome to come out and have an experience. We'll be doing some demonstrations. People have an opportunity to actually feel the frequencies and experience the work a little bit. So it's a really nice way to get a little more info. And, of course, anyone always can go to our website, which is www.thereconnection.com, and find out about all of our seminars and events. You know, we're somewhere every weekend. Eric actually is in Peru. I was just speaking to him in Peru, as a matter of fact, this week. But he's all over Europe. I'm going to be going to Sydney, Australia in the middle of August. We're really teaching pretty much around the world now. So any of your listeners have an opportunity to, if they can't make the seminar in New York in September, have an opportunity to go just about anywhere in the world they'd like to and experience this wonderful work.
All right. Well, Kelly, recently I recorded a show with Lucinda Bliss-Drayton, who is a spiritualist vocalist from England. And right after that, I recorded a show with Dee Wallace, the Hollywood actress, author, and spiritual teacher who was in the epic film E.T.
Yeah.
And today you are here with me. So I realize, and I would like our listeners to find something more about the interconnectedness of all energy, universal energy, because even though there are many healing energies on the planet, we are evolving,
yeah.
And perhaps stronger energies are now available for us to absorb and to use as we evolve, and that is what I like to think. So can you tell us what quality or qualities as an artist, actor, or even a musician might possess that would lead them to this quest for healing and spirituality? And even if it doesn't lead them, how they might find it, or it might find them.
Well, I think that you said a really profound thing earlier, Cheryl. There seems to be something about people who have been in the arts in a creative field that allows for perhaps a certain part of the mind or brain to be used on a more active basis. And I think
maybe open. Maybe.
Right, exactly. That creative piece really maybe it is even about just staying in a little bit more open state to the ideas and information that exist out there in the universe. You know, the wonderful book that was written by Lynn McTaggart, The Field, talks about this concept that really all of the concepts, ideas, and energy that exist in this plane of infinite possibilities that some people really have a good access to. Now, another profound thing that you just said, which just ties perfectly into this, is that we are evolving. Something has changed on the planet. And as we evolve and move forward, there is something that's new, something that's different, and something that's newly accessible to us. So the great thing, again, not to go back to reconnective healing in that direct fashion, but the truth of the matter is that when we talk about this new bandwidth of healing frequencies, we're talking about something that allows everyone to access this new level of healing. That's a remarkable thing. We have people attending our seminars that come from every walk of life, from, as you say, yes, certainly, artists, creative people who have already been in complementary medicine, different healing modalities. Many Western medicine trained, what would be considered traditional medicine, people come to us, both doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, but also 50% of our attendees are people just like off the street, just as I was, just somebody who walked in off the street, almost blind as it were, with no real background. And we find the remarkable thing is that all of these people are able to access this work at the highest level. There's something about it. And you said it. It's because the way we have, and perhaps the planet as well, has continued to evolve so that there really is something new.
Well, I look at it a different way. Well, perhaps the same way. It's probably the same way. Every soul that has chosen to incarnate into a physical life, because we are both a duality, the soul or essence or soul energy and our physical life,
yeah,
came in wishing to learn and grow and refine our soul energy. And our soul energy is connected to this universal energy. And I feel it's even when I work and do an energy healing, and I have been to sessions with the Reconnective Energy work, and I have, as a Reiki practitioner, moved way beyond my original training, and now feel that I'm a catalyst also for a new kind of understanding of who we are as human beings and soul beings. So in a session, I'm just going to describe it this way. I feel it's like a flow, bringing science and music, nature, and sort of art and harmony and balance all together into this internal dance of life, the interconnectedness of all of us. And that's what I believe the bands of energy that we're talking about here is.
Right. I agree with you.
It is the eternal band of our connection to where we came from and where we're going.
Yeah.
And it's quite lovely and powerful and unique, and everyone on the planet can benefit from it because we all came in as sort of wounded warriors, perhaps, and wishing to be whole and to find our true meaning for our physical life and our soul life. But let's go on to something else. Kelly, I know many people think of healing as just a disease process going away. For example, like a person in a wheelchair might be able to walk again if they are healed. They want a specific outcome to a maybe specific problem, but I believe healing is more than just the removal of this physical restriction or limitation. Can you tell us what healing is?
You know, healing really is
a big question.
You know, that is a huge question, and really I love that because that's really the essence of what this message is about. You know, I sometimes talk about what I consider to be like this sort of healing evolutionary continuum, because when you're really talking about true healing, you're really talking about evolving to the next level of your being. Now, if the relief of physical symptoms is part of that evolution, then so be it. If that's to be part of that particular person, that soul's evolution at that time. But when we really talk about the true essence of healing, we're talking about coming back into the state of balance and connectedness with the universe that allows us then to move forward through the lessons that we have agreed to come into this life to learn. So when you talk about healing on this level, you're absolutely right. We're not talking any longer just about the relief of physical symptom manifestation. I think in some ways that's the most base or the most beginning part of the work or of any healing work. Eric has said for a long time that, you know, the actual physical healings were almost like the Mrs. Fields cookies, you know, that scent that is blown out into the mall when you're walking by Mrs. Fields that draws you into the store. But really that what it's about is the essence of healing is really this idea that we can indeed transcend the life lessons, whatever level that they are. Physical, certainly, absolutely. We see that every day still.
Emotional, spiritual.
Emotional, spiritual, mental, all levels. You know, and that's really, for me, when we talk about healing now, we're talking about a new definition. And it really, you know, I've been giving a lot of thought to our Western medicine system, you know, about how we really aren't in a system yet in our Western medicine consciousness that's about healing. We're really still in a treatment of dis-ease mentality. There is so much to go beyond that. That is really the essence of healing. And I think that if we could start to get our traditional medical practices to reframe their concepts and ideas, that we could in essence see a huge transformation, not just in the health of our general population, but also in our consciousness.
Well, I think that's happening, Kelly. Can you describe some of the scientific research being done validate and explain these wonderful results of energy healing, which you and I are part of?
No, it's been remarkable. We've been so blessed in the last number of years to have the opportunity to do some research with some of the most brilliant minds on the planet. I mean, you mentioned Dr. William Tiller. Many of your listeners might remember him if they've seen the movie What the Bleep. He was one of the stars of What the Bleep. Professor Emeritus of Stanford University. And Bill did one of the most amazing first things that we ever did, where he came into the seminar room, actually, and he measured what happens in the seminar in the room, the physical room itself, what happens to the physical room. And he found a very remarkable thing. There's this an enormous change in the energetics of the room that he believes allows us then to transform and learn to do this work. He also theorizes that that same transformation is what happens in the healing room that allows for the practitioner then to facilitate or observe the healing of the client, this same sort of energetic change. This is just the first thing. The last thing, I'm going to jump to the end because we've got so much research going on, but I'll tell you a wonderful story that happened in Russia last year. Eric and Doug DeVita, who is our head of planning and one of the guys that has been very, very instrumental in getting us going with these researchers, went and did a study with Dr. Konstantin Korotkov at the University of St. Petersburg in Russia, where they actually trained, I believe there were 12 or 13 doctors, medical doctors, already a tough group, already a tough crowd, you know.
No.
But they actually took these doctors and they trained them in about 6 hours to do the very basic of reconnective healing. Then they brought in an equal number of Russian athletes from the athletic team, and they measured them prior and post the session to not just, because these guys were in good shape for the most part. Well, all of them were very healthy, you know, and they measured them to see what their physical responses would be. So they measured all these different, they took all these different measurements of heart rate and the way that they could absorb oxygen that would then, you know, indicate their ability to perform on the field. And Konstantin has also done a lot of work with a very new generation of what's actually a very forward generation of Carillion photography, or being able to photograph the energy field. So they measured their energy fields and all of this different stuff pre and post. And, of course, the results were dramatic and remarkable. Every one of them had increased measures that indicated that they had somehow had a significant physical change. Very interesting results. Also, the physical, the photograph of the physical energy field around each of the athletes is substantially improved after the session. Konstantin is a very funny Russian guy. He said, you know, we in Russia, we no longer question whether or not it's real like you in America still do, you know. He said, we're here, we're trying to figure out how we're going to use it in, you know, in our health and in our marketing and our promoting of products. Oh, and by the way, we'll see you in the next Olympics, you know. He's a very funny guy. So,
well, I know in all healing sessions, shifts of energy and thought processes happen. Now, to some people looking for a major miracle, it might be a little more subtle than that, but still a week might go by and they might give me a call, or you might receive a call, and they will have a change. There will be changes. And we, you know, they say Rome wasn't built in a day, and we need to go according to our life plan and step by step in improving the quality of our thought processes, our behavior, and our outlook on life, and that is also part of the healing process.
Right.
And that can be seen by other people watching a transformation, even not being shown technically. There are other ways to see people improving and going on to live a better quality of life. So
certainly,
all this is part of the equation here. But I want to go on to something else. I know you're also a yoga instructor, and you are the master teacher for reconnective yoga. So can you tell us how you have merged your original training with the reconnection into how you share this wonderful way of merging with energy?
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for that question. You know, as part of my training when I was young, I had a yoga practice when I was starting out as a dancer. I had left my yoga practice years and years ago throughout, you know, the path of our lives as it goes on. But when I became a practitioner of reconnective healing, I was, for some reason, drawn back. I always laugh and say things like, for some reason, because truthfully, the universe had a big plan. I was just a piece of it, you know. I was just sort of the instrument.
Absolutely.
Sort of, you know, moving through. So when I went back to my yoga practice, I had a very significant experience over the course of a period of time where I would notice at particular times that the reconnective healing frequencies would seem to switch on during the practice. And when that happened, they would seem to target a specific area that needed attention or work during that particular time. So with a conversation that I was having with a couple of other practitioners, who also had yoga practices and had a similar experience, we began to wonder what would happen if we consciously brought the frequencies in or introduced the frequencies during a yoga practice. And that's really the start of how we came up with this concept. So what we do in our Reconnected Yoga Teachers classes is we teach the yogis to use the frequencies in a conscious fashion. And I will tell you, we have been teaching the class in some version, a workshop version, and now we have actually 7 certified Reconnected Yoga instructors around the world who are teaching classes. And it seems that almost everyone who attends a class seems to have a transformative experience. There's something about introducing these frequencies into the practice of yoga which seems to deepen, expand, somehow broaden the experience of the practice. No matter where the yogi is, no matter if it's somebody who's very, very experienced, who's had a yoga practice for years and years, or someone who's new to yoga, they seem to have a deeper experience, not
well,
just
during
physical.
The practice, Kelly, the body and the energy chakras are open. And
sure.
Also, the energy healing of this spectrum is an intelligent energy healing system. And
correct.
It goes
correct.
Right to what the person needs. So even when an energy healer puts their hands on a different position of body, the energy might be felt in a different part of the body because it's going where it's needed. And I think yoga and reconnective healing and energy healing, the two were made for each other.
It's and a perfect marriage. It
is
really
a
is.
Perfect match, and it is very, it's the way we are going. So many people, and even their children now, are involved in yoga practices. So it works hand in hand to bring about an understanding of what energy is about. We are only energy. We are
absolutely.
Souls in a physical container, and we can be influenced by the beauty of the universe if we allow it. And I want to thank you, Kelly, for joining us and for more
thank
information.
You.
Thank you, yes. On the for more information on the Reconnection Way to Healing, go to www.thereconnection.com. And to find out more about Kelly Woodruff's next Reconnective Healing Workshop, which is slated for Saturday, September 24th, and Sunday, September 25th, at the New York City Seminar and Conference Center, go to their website or call 323-960-0012. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, Kelly and I have examined the true nature of healing, which is part of a process that unites us to the reconnective spectrum of energy and information, and by doing so, often allows the issues and emotions of our physical life to be harmonized and unified with our energetic or soul body for achieving balance. Then, very often, a clearer view of life's purposes and goals can be received, and healing is allowed to happen. So it may just be possible that through utilizing the power of our thoughts and our experiences, we can transcend and reach for a quality of peaceful being and self-love and accomplish that state of interconnectedness to the flow of universal energy. It would seem that challenges and illnesses are often just symptoms of misguided or misinformed thought processes that create dysfunction in our bodies and a disconnection from our true needs of life and from our soul energy and universal energy. So health, then, is finding our own way to respond to change and what is not working in our own lives. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and please join us for our continuing investigation of life and its many wonders and mysteries. Also, check out the radio page of my website, www.cherylglick.com, to listen to the most dynamic leaders in the field of health and spirituality.